Jehovah, you are the Most High God, King of Kings. Heavenly Father, you indeed are the Most High God. You are bigger than the biggest. You are higher than the highest. You are more gracious than the most gracious. There is no one that can compare unto you, more powerful than the most powerful. Lord, you reign in awesome majesty, and this morning we come to reverence you and we come to appreciate you. Lord, we come with hearts of gratitude unto you this morning. We say, blessed be your name, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you have kept us, and this is the last Sunday, the 52nd Sunday of the year 2015. And Lord, you have been so good, so kind unto us, and we are grateful. Daddy, we are grateful. Jehovah, we are grateful. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. You may please be seated. Today we will continue and finish with the feedback sessions that we started last week. But before we go into that, I just want to encourage us. You know, as the year is coming to an end, the vast majority of people do this. They reflect on the past year. And for some people, that might be a good thing. For some others, that might not be. It might not be so good. Simply because you look back and all you see is unmet expectations, goals that have not been achieved, that have not been accomplished. But I want you to know that all things work together for good. There's a lady by the name Laura Wilkinson. Anybody know Laura Wilkinson? Laura Wilkinson. She was one of the divers in the U.S. Olympic team. You know, in the Olympics of 2000, right before the Olympics, you know, she's practicing, she's, you know, doing her routine and everything that she needed to do. And suddenly she had a fracture. She broke like three bones in her leg. How do you practice diving with broken leg? Amen. But she took time to heal. And because of her injury, listen close to this, because of her injury, she devised a means of diving that was not the traditional, thank you very much, that was not the traditional diving style. And that year, she won the gold. And guess what? From that year, that style became the traditional style. Because it was a more effective style of diving. Praise the Lord. The problem with a vast majority of people is instead of us turning adversity around for good, we sit there and we sulk. You know, and then we call pity party around ourselves, you know, look at me, see what life has thrown at me, my life is not moving anywhere, nothing is happening, all my mates, all my this, all my that, and we just cry, we just weep, we just can't figure a way forward anymore. I want you to know that every tragedy God will turn around for your good. Oh, every disappointment, God will turn to an appointment. In the name of Jesus. Every setback, God will turn around for a set up for success. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, so if that is your story, be encouraged. Be encouraged. If God pulled, what's her name? Laura Wilkinson, out of that, he can pull you out of this. And guess what? She's a believer. So every time she was going to die, guess what? She's quoting scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Though three broken bones in my leg, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Though I have limitations and challenges, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise the Lord. And she did. She did. She became famous, and she made history. Made history. So anybody that is diving today and using that technique has Laura Wilkinson to thank for that. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So this morning, in the few minutes remaining, I want us to kind of go back to the conversations that we were having last weekend or last Sunday. You know, a number of things were brought up, and we were working on it to the website. Joshua and I were working on the website during the week, and we updated quite a few things, you know, so that's in progress. And we have a new website that is being built right now. So, of course, at launch, that website should be up to date at launch. If it's old at launch, then there's a problem with that picture, you know. So that issue will be resolved by the special grace of God. So some people still had things to talk about, but we didn't have time to take their comments last Sunday. Anybody else? You know, so the way it happens generally is somebody will speak and then everybody's bouncing off of what that person has said. You know, so if you don't speak now and then I cut it off later, don't say, Pastor didn't let me speak, because the floor is open right now. Amen. Anybody? Going once? Going twice? And it's gone. Amen. So if there's no more comments, then I take it that all the important points have been made, and as long as we fix those things, we'll be good in the new year. Amen. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So a few announcements. Of course, we still have Bible study this Tuesday, and then on Thursday is a crossover service. Crossover service is 10 p.m. Maybe you should start with the workers. If the ushers can please help us, we have some flyers for the crossover service. I want to encourage us to invite, you can give them out now to the workers at least. Let's invite friends and family. It's going to be an exciting time. We're going to be having communion. We're going to cross into the new year, trusting the Lord for a fresh start, a new beginning. One of the things that is going to happen as we cross over this year is God is pressing for some people a reset, a restart button. Praise the Lord. The new year is going to be a year of resurgence. A year of resurgence in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to invite at least one person. At least one person. The new year is bringing a lot of good tidings of joy. I want to say to all of us, but not everybody may be able to manifest if your excitement is underwhelming. Amen. So for you, it will be a year of resurgence. Resurgence of hope. Resurgence of health. Resurgence of faithfulness in your walk with God. In the name of Jesus. A resurgence of the anointing and the power of God upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. God will work things out for us. It will work it out for you. It will work it out for me, for his glory and for his praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. One of the things I will really, really want to encourage us is the church of Christ, the body of Christ, and it's not peculiar to us here, it's everywhere. Most churches today have forgotten about evangelism. Amen. But it's still the call of God. It's still the assignment God has given to us. Praise the Lord. He has called us to reach out to others. I believe, was it Bible study? I was talking about this. You know, think about what Jesus has done for us. Jesus, God, we have talked about the Lamb of God. Yes? We talked about the Lamb of God. We talked about the miracle of Christmas. And all of that showcasing the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about Jesus being God, and the Bible says the fullness of the Godhead was inside of him. Think about that. He left all of that and came to the earth as a human being. That in itself is a huge sacrifice. Praise the Lord. I bet you, many of us, if God elevates you to become, say the Bill Gates of this world, certain things will become too menial for you to do. You'll be like, I'll pay people to do that on my behalf. Amen? To serve. He said, no, we will pay for people to do that. But he did not pay anybody to do it. He came himself. He came himself. And when he came, he subjected himself to his creation. His parents, I'm sure at some time they probably spanked him. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, Jesus. You know? Something. And then when it came time for him to pay the ultimate price for us, the Bible says they scourged him. And he took it. He could call down angels to destroy all of them, but he took it. He took it. He went to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. He did not bring himself down. He allowed himself to die on the cross, even though he had the power to do otherwise. And having done all of that, guess what he said? He said, go ye and preach to everybody. Preach to all creatures. That's the assignment, the task he has given us. And I want you to think about this. If you are a believer and you are not preaching the gospel to all creatures, you are disobeying one of these fundamental and cornerstone commandments of our Savior. So my prayer for you is that the year 2016, you will seek to at least lead one person to Christ. Not only lead them to Christ, disciple them the entire year until they are established in Christ Jesus. You know what we know what that means? You know the implication of that? You cannot disciple somebody if you yourself have not been discipled. So the first thing that must happen is you must commit to a personal growth. Because unless you have grown and matured to a level, you cannot disciple somebody else. You cannot disciple somebody else. You know, so the first thing that must happen is in the new year, you are committed to personal growth. Personal growth. You know, and there is no growth that doesn't cost. Any growth that does not cost you much is not going to add much to you. When you think of value, something that will add significant value to your life, then it must cost you a significant something. The salvation we have today, though free, a great price was paid. A great price was paid. Amen. So I pray that God will find you faithful. I pray that God will find me faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. That in the new year, there will be a resurgence of evangelism in our lives as individuals in the mighty name of Jesus. Why don't you bow your heads for a minute and just talk to the Lord? I know we had plans for the year, things we wanted for ourselves, but I want you to ask yourself, is the Lord pleased with my life and everything that I've done this year? Perhaps not so much. It will be the answer if you are truthful and honest to yourself. But God is giving us an opportunity to make it better. Lord, I repent of every shortcoming, every way, every form, every fashion that I may have fallen back in your expectation. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lord, we commit to do better going forward from today. Lord, we commit to personal growth, personal development in the name of Jesus. Lord, to study your word more, to know you more, to love you more, to worship more, to pray more, to know you more in the name of Jesus, to serve you better in the name of Jesus, to remain true and faithful to your word in the name of Jesus, to become a soul winner, a soul winner, a soul winner in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Sapphire, please come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sapphire, how long have you been here in salvation? Like 4 years? Then you went to the military, came back. Praise the Lord. Sapphire has been with us about 4 years now. I remember when she joined the Navy and she would write me some love notes and say, Pastor, I miss home, I miss home, I miss home. You know, and then she came back and then we didn't see her. I'm like, what's wrong with this chick? When she was gone, she was missing us. And now she's here, she's not with us. But she came back. And how many of us will agree with me that Sapphire has been a blessing in this house? She has. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. She has been a tremendous blessing. And Sapphire is like a daughter to me. It's like a daughter. She's yielded herself, surrendered herself. And I'm going to miss her. She'll be leaving us. But I know, you know, one of the things that is important for each and every one of us is that we be where God wants us to be. Amen. And sometimes God takes us, you know, through different journeys as he's forming us. As he's forming us. The children of Israel were not ready for prime time. So a journey of 40 days took them 40 years until they were ready for prime time. You know, so sometimes God will take us round and round and round until we are ready for prime time. God is moving Sapphire along. And I want us to please rise to our feet and stretch forth our hands towards her. Please go on your knee. Stretch forth your hand to her and bless her in the name of the Lord. That the Lord will keep her. That the Lord will uphold her. That it shall be well with her, spirit, soul, and body. She's an anointed minstrel in the hands of the Lord, that God will continue to prune and perfect everything concerning her. In the mighty name of Jesus, your journey in life will only be a forward journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will lead you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will uphold you. It shall be well with you, spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you go, the Lord will go with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jehovah will shield you. Jehovah will protect you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have a heart for God. I can testify to that. I pray that the Lord will guard that heart. In the name of Jesus, that your heart will only be towards the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will fulfill your ministry. The ministry he has committed into your hands, you will make a good success of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, the ministry will not be blamed because of you. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah, he will be your God. He will be your Alpha. He will be your Omega. He will keep you in all of your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will establish you in righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon you. even to flow from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says you will hear a voice behind you saying to you, this is the way, walk in it. So shall it be for you, in the name of Jesus. Ezra said, we have waited upon the Lord, we have afflicted ourselves that he may show us the right way for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray continually, Jehovah will show you the right way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not miss it in the journey of destiny. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, all things work together for them that love God. All things God will cause to work together for your good. It will cause it to work together for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, blessed Redeemer. We give you praise and we give you glory. For in Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, like we said to Sister Fumi and the family last week, it's see you later. It's not goodbye, but see you later. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, let's settle down for Sunday school.